Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah, what an absolutely marvelous day. There's some interesting news. And despite what Charles just said, this is not a victory for Governor Youngkin. This is a victory for we the people of our beloved Commonwealth. That's who scored a victory with the Supreme Court decision. Now, I'm offering three cheers to Governor Youngkin and Attorney General Meares for actually having the testicular fortitude, as Mr. McMahon used to say, to stand up and do the right thing. But this is just a victory for common sense. And despite all of the coverage of this as, quote, a purge, it's a purge. It's not a purge. There's no hunting involved, no pecking involved, nobody tracking it. These are 1,600 people who said, no, I'm not a citizen, but okay, I'll register to vote. There's no harm, no foul in this. Nobody's being deprived of any rights. The law in question signed into law by Tiny Tim Kaine, utilized by every governor since then, including that despicable Ralph Northam. So it's very nice that it's being tagged as a victory for Governor Youngkin, but knowing Governor Youngkin, I guarantee you Governor Youngkin agrees with me on this. It's not a victory for him or the AG or anybody else. It's a victory for the people. Speaking of the Attorney General, Jason Meares is going to be dropping by a little bit later today, 5:05. Looking forward to chatting with him. And I am trying to figure out, I know there's been a difficult couple of moments for a lot of us, trying to figure out whether we are, in fact, a bitter clinger or a deplorable or a fascist or a Nazi, or now are we garbage? I don't know. I mean, I just can't keep up with all of this. I thought for the longest time I was just, you know, Jeff Katz. And I don't mean like Jeff Katz like I used to be when I was really Jeff Katz. Yeah, I'm Jeff Katz here. But that's what I thought I was. I thought I was just Jeff Katz. But apparently I'm all of these other things, and I guess I need to pay more attention to these things. So here are our options. I just want to give them to you in case you've been playing the game at home. You are either, as Barack Obama said, a bitter clinger. Remember, we were bitter people who were clinging to our gods and guns. Mm-hmm. Or we were part of the basket of deplorables that from Hillary, still not the President Clinton, or Kamala Harris told us we were fascists. Now, along the way, we were also all termed as racists, you know, but that's just part of the mix. D would be another option. We are Nazis. I've never seen so many of my Hebrew homies at a Nazi event. I'll tell you that right now. I really haven't. We had guys at the Nazi event at Madison Square Garden rapping tefillin. God, somebody didn't get the memo, huh? And finally, last night, Joe Biden reminded us that we are all garbage. Why don't we just remind everybody, Germ? Let's grab that, what's his name, Joe Biden clip.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. Now, according to the water carriers, the bootlickers, the assorted bum kissers in the legacy news media ranks, Joe Biden did not actually say that Donald Trump supporters were garbage. Can you play that again?
Or Puerto Rico, where I'm in my home state of Delaware, they're good, decent, honorable people.
No, no, no. I don't want all of it. Just give me the part where he calls us garbage. We don't need all of it. Stop.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Right. That's the part where he didn't call us garbage, even though, back me up on this, Germ, didn't he just call us garbage?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. Well, I you know, maybe it's me. Politico said that's not what he said. Can I hear it again? Because I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Look, I had a physical not too long ago with the best doctor anywhere on planet Earth, Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical in Midlothian, former medical director for the World Wrestling Federation, and my friend. By the way,
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Way. He would be my doctor even if he were not my friend, and he would be my friend even if he were not my doctor. I mean, he's that good a dude, but my hearing is apparently okay. Nothing wrong with it. But Politico said that's not what Joe Biden said. Oh, and then who's the chick who's updating her resume as we speak, who I think is changing her Facebook relationship status to it's complicated and updating her LinkedIn, the DEI press secretary, right, the minister of propaganda, Karine Jean-Pierre, she also said that's not what Joe Biden said. Okay, well, let's go, Mr. Madden, to the big telestrator here. Germ, just one more time, what did he say?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Yeah, all right, well, I don't know how you can have any questions about that. It's pretty clear. You know what's really disgusting, and I mean disgusting, not like, oh, geez, somebody put mayonnaise on roast beef, disgusting. I mean really flippin' disgusting that any of these self-proclaimed serious journalists and real reporters would dare to say that Joe Biden did not refer to Donald Trump supporters as garbage.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
It doesn't get much clearer, does it?
Got hairy leg that turned blonde in the sun.
But it doesn't get much clearer, does it? He said what he said. You know why he said it? Well, there are a couple of reasons why he said it. Number one, he said it because he truly does believe it. But I think there's also a part of him, nudged on by Dr. Jill Biden, that he said it because he doesn't want Kamala Harris to win. This is his final blank you to the people who knifed him in the back. Schmuck Schumer, Barack Obama, and Nancy Pelosi. They stuck so many shivs in that guy's back, he looked like a colander when it was over. And this is his final payback. You people told me I wasn't up to it. You people pushed me off the cliff. You people gave us our not ready for primetime vice president as our clearly not ready for primetime presidential candidate. Well, guess what? Here's my parting gift for you. I mean, Joe Biden's got a lot of work to do, whether you realize it or not, he does. He is doing his best to to help Kamala Harris lose the election. More importantly, he's got to pick a date after the election when it's clear that Kamala Harris has lost to make it official that he is giving a presidential pardon to his idiot son, Fredo Biden. That's going to happen. What else? All right, well, that's it. All right, no, you're right. Never mind. He doesn't have that much to do, but yeah. You didn't hear the apostrophe after the R and the S in supporters?
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
No, no, I did not, but thank you. How about smelly Walmart shoppers? Have we been referred to as smelly Walmart shoppers? I don't honestly recall that, but yeah, maybe we are. Hit me up on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. John from New Kent says, Jeff, I'm personally proud to be a bitter gun and Bible-clinging, deplorable, Trump-supporting piece of garbage. Well, John, you forgot racist and fascist and Nazi. You got to own it all, man. You can't pick and choose. It's all or nothing, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy, though. But this should give you the clearest example of what the left really thinks. I've told you this for a long time, haven't I? I've said this for a long time, that the leftists legitimately do not like us. And you have done your best to convince yourself that that's not true. I know, because I did the same thing. I really didn't want to believe that there were people who just disliked me that much. But that is how the leftists feel. They hate us. I've seen it up close and personal. I've listened as people have said horrible things about conservatives. And then gone out and pretended that they liked conservatives. They just disagreed with them on policies. Believe me, I've been behind the scenes on that stuff. They hate us. Don't waste your time dealing with that. Don't exert any energy trying to deal with it. Simply accept it and move on. Some of the most powerful positioning for anyone is the ability to say, I don't care. When you realize that the leftists hate you, and then you start doing all sorts of gymnastics in your brain. Well, I wonder why that is. Why don't they like me? What do we disagree on? Maybe I could do this. Don't do that. Because there's nothing you can do that's going to make them like you. There's nothing that you can say that's going to make them like you. Why? Because they don't like you. They hate you. They think you're an idiot. They think you're a Nazi. They think you're a fascist. They think you are deplorable. And they think that you are garbage. Every once in a while, you just have to believe people when they tell you things. And they have told us everything that we need to know. Quick reminder about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is always available to you. I will remind you that Jason Miaris is going to be here at 5:05. We'll talk about this Supreme Court decision that, no, is not a victory for Governor Glenn Youngkin. It is a victory for common sense and every decent, upstanding citizen of the United States of America. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.